The Healthy Minx Podcast. Everything health.
Welcome to The Healthy Minx. This is our brand new podcast. Let's introduce ourselves.
Hi, I'm Cherise Patiri and I'm a personal trainer and nutritionist.
I'm Amber Magna. I'm a student nutritionist and founder of the Simply Eat 10-week program.
Hi, I'm Kate Schmutter. I'm a naturopath, nutritionist, herbalist and homeopath.
And I'm Carly Mead, and I'm a naturopath, nutritionist and lecturer.
So the reason behind this podcast is that we are all from different sectors of the industry and we get asked a multitude of questions every day. So what we've done is we have an email address and we'll give that later on in the podcast. If you have any questions, you can email them in. So to start off with tonight, I've got a nice simple question with many factors for us to answer. It is from Dan in Port Melbourne. And he wants to know, is the paleo diet a good idea?
All right. So I guess to introduce the paleo diet, so there's foods that I guess you do eat and don't eat. So the ones that you are allowed to eat on it are grass-produced meats, lean fish and seafood, fruit and veg, eggs, nuts and seeds, healthy oils, including olive oil, walnuts, flaxseed, etc. And I guess they tell you to avoid the following, which includes grains, legumes, dairy, refined sugar, potatoes, processed foods, salt, and refined vegetable oils.
Wow.
Yeah, it's quite a list there.
So in a nutshell, you pretty much cut out refined foods and grains to keep it really simple.
Yep, and dairy.
A bit of dairy
as
well.
So you're basically excluding two really big food groups, dairy and grains.
So how do you feel about that?
I guess cutting out big food groups like that brings in restriction to food. So people tend to fall off the bandwagon in the sense that because they become so restrictive and can't eat a lot of things and it makes it hard going out. I mean, social eating is such a huge thing in our culture. It makes it really hard for people to go out and maintain this kind of diet.
And it brings in the anxiety factor as well.
Yeah.
Around food.
Yeah, definitely. So I think it's a great idea. Obviously, it's advocating for more fruit, vegetables, lean meats, which is amazing. However, I just don't see the necessity of cutting out big food groups like that.
Yeah, for sure. So what are opinions then on relying on meat as your protein source? You know, like it's promoted quite strongly in the paleo diet, I believe. You know, more meat, as we know, more red meat can increase risk of things like colon cancer. What do you guys think about that?
I'm not sure that they do actually advocate a lot of meat. From what I know, it's moderate meat and fish and eggs and nuts and seeds. So I think they actually get a pretty good balance of protein. I guess they wouldn't have things like yogurt and stuff like that, but yogurt, sorry. But they still have, I feel like it's a pretty good balance, to be honest.
From what I've seen in it, they are a huge advocate of meats, especially like a lot of people on paleo will have red meat every morning for breakfast.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah, so they'll have their kangaroo because it's lean meat. They'll literally eat that every morning for breakfast. And I think they, it just takes away the factor that, you know, at the end of the day, it's recommended to have two serves of red meat a week. So if people consuming that every day, it then contributes to the risk of colon cancer, higher intake of saturated fat.
That's a pretty extreme view on it though. Like having meat for breakfast, I don't know anyone that does that, but there's a small pocket of the community that would be eating that.
I know a lot of people CrossFitters.
Yeah, because you're in the fitness industry, you know.
Like paleo at the moment is a huge boom in the fitness industry.
Massive.
At the moment. It's the new, it's a new fad, I guess. And it's a fad that's actually lasted a long time. So usually a fad will come in and ease out.
Yeah.
But this one seems to be sticking. As I said, I think it's got brilliant principles in the fact that you need to up your fruits, vegetables, lean meats and everything. But cutting out, especially for me, grains is a huge thing because I question how much fiber they're actually consuming if they're eating just fruits and vegetables.
And my personal opinion too is that, you know, your brain needs carbs. Carbs are food for your brain. So why would you want to cut out this amazing source of fuel for your body and just leave that whole food group? And I do understand, and I have treated many patients who can't tolerate grains at certain periods in their life, but I don't believe in cutting it out altogether.
I think that's the key thing. It's a certain period. I think for a certain time, lots of people can do really well without grains. But as long as you're listening to your body, I think paleo is a great diet. Like I'm a bit of a fan of the paleo diet.
Yep.
But I do think that long term it might be something that you you might question whether you would follow it long term.
And do you think maybe by cutting out, you know, your refined sugars, junk food, things like that, that people are going to feel better anyway, and maybe paleo is getting a bit of credit for that? What do you think?
Yeah, it could be. I guess it's just sensible eating as well.
Yeah.
Really. It's cutting out, like you said, refined carbs, sugars, fair bit of dairy and refined dairy as well. It's not the pure raw milk or the fermented dairy like we used to have.
Yeah.
It's just eating sensibly.
Yeah. So let's go around. Cherie, what do you think? Yes or no?
No.
Emma?
Pretty big yes for paleo at the moment.
I'm a no, but maybe for a short term quick get fit fix, then yeah, possibly.
As a bit of a reset.
Yeah.
The other versions, I guess, of paleo, the primal diet,
yep,
which allows you to have some sweet foods, some dairy, and also the wild food diet.
Which is
pretty amazing, actually. So there's an American guy, he promotes the wild diet, which is basically boiled down to eating like your grandparents. So he's all for caffeine, coffee particularly, alcohol, saturated fat, of course, dairy, so raw dairy and fermented dairy, occasional supplements, so he's more about food being the medicine, and some occasional sweeteners as well, so some stevia, maybe some xylitol.
I like this guy.
Yeah, it's common sense, honestly. Eat occasional gluten-free grains. He's all for wild rice, quinoa, buckwheat, teff, that kind of thing. So the diet program he's basically got is just, it's common sense. He even says you can eat bread as long as it's a fermented version,
yep,
a sourdough.
Yep, that makes sense.
He's even for beer in small doses.
need to get him in.
Yeah, I know. Well, he does quite an amazing podcast too. That being said, it's a diet which you need to make appropriate for you. So paleo is good for a certain genetic group with, I guess, the ability to digest that diet.
Yep.
For some people, it's not appropriate. So the high meat is going to end up giving them chronic illness, but for other people it's okay.
Yeah, I think maybe the wild diet and the primal diet can be more of a long-term thing. I think the problem is at the moment people are eating bread and grains and rice and cereal every meal. So what the paleo diet does is kind of educate them that there's other ways of eating.
Options,
kind of,
yeah.
Yeah, like it's like you said, a reset diet, and then after a while then maybe they want to introduce grains and alcohol and coffee. But I think it's good for a bit of a cleanse, maybe a bit of a
it's
detox.
A good purge.
Yeah. Mm. So I'm a fan, but maybe not forever. But as long as you're listening to your body, then you can't really go wrong.
I think the issue with it though, like cutting out whole grains is the problem, because at the end of the day, people, yeah, are eating breads, grains, but it's just the wrong type. So I think they don't need to necessarily cut them all out. They just need to swap it for what the better choice is.
And be educated as well.
Yeah.
Sometimes with diets, fad diets, people don't know why they're following them. They just take a list of do eat, don't eat, and they, you know, they don't have a clue. So I think if they're being educated as well, then that gives them the tools to even listen to their body. Because maybe if they don't know why they're cutting it out, they don't know the signs as to when they need to introduce them back in. So
do you think the paleo diet is a bit of a knee-jerk reaction to the fat-free diet, which really isn't all that old? So we're looking at 80s, really, the fat-free diet came in, and generations of women got onto that and ended up with hormonal problems. Also, rates of mental illness fluctuated greatly around this time too. So it's almost like two extremes.
Yeah, and I think that's the problem with almost any diet. I think paleo, it has got a sector that's good, but it really is about lifestyle. If you think that a diet is going to drastically change your life without changing your lifestyle to go with it, it's just never going to work.
I kind of found that actually in my research that paleo is partly a lifestyle.
Yeah.
So I think that's another great thing. It kind of educates people on mindset and healthy skincare and sleeping well and moving well and getting back to a really like natural way of living.
Ancestral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But having said that, I mean, paleo diet is related to diet from our ancestors. So a lot of people think that we had to eat carbs because our brains got bigger. So if you're eating less carbs, then maybe your brain will get smaller.
I was thinking at the end of the day on this kind of topic, like after all the research has been done on all the major diets, they all come out with the same thing. So whatever someone doing, I always advocate, if it works for someone, do it.
If you have a question you'd like to send to us, please email us at thehealthyminx@hotmail.com.